Hello, this is 5 minutes to prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 358. 358. So, by God's grace, we have been talking about the finished work of Christ, and now we are going for our golden scripture, which says, in 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 1, it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, by which also ye are saved." And this continues, "If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain," and I always pause here to say, you have not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection of the dead. "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we have been talking about the death of Christ. We've looked at the physical events. We're now on the revelatory events. By revelation, Isaiah received how Christ was going to die and spoke about it 700 years or 1,000 years before it actually happened in the physical. So we go to Isaiah 53 verse 5, which says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." We box it up with verse 10, which also says that, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief," or "he has made him sick." And I always ask, who made who sick? God made the Messiah sick with your sicknesses, because he was your substitute. He stood in your stead. Oh, hallelujah. And in the previous episode, I said to you that all these can be accessed by faith. What we're talking about is not what your eyes will see, what your mouth will taste, what your hands can touch, what your ears will hear, what your nose will smell, but it's about what you cannot perceive with all these senses. But there is another way to access it, which is what? By faith. And we read Amplified Version that talks about Hebrews 11:1. He calls faith the title deed. Title deed, and I explained to you what a title deed is, and that it's a document, a legal deed that tells you that this property belongs to you, is the evidence of that property. So I said to you in the previous episode that my son's friend in church was writing a final exams and she got a fail. And she broke down in tears. Said, "Listen, I've studied for this. I don't know why. I don't know why I failed." And they said, "But you can change it." Said, "Can I change?" Said, "Yes, you can." How is that possible? See, this is what I'm talking about. We're talking about that which is possible, that which has been done for you, that which you can access, because God did this. Before creation, God had this in mind. Even before creation, he did. And this is the way you assess them. Don't sit down, my dear, and cry over. Say, "I'm going to cry over spilt milk, over broken egg. It's already spoiled." Hey, there is another way. The world tells you there is no way. Intellect tells you there is no way. The five senses tell you there is no way. But God says, "I am the way." Jesus said, "I am the way. I already have a way." And the way is not the natural way. It's not what everybody knows. But this comes by revelation. Oh, say amen. So it's not too late for you. Come on. Come on. Listen to me. I'm saying this to you. It is not too late for you. But the doctors say, we're not talking about what the doctors are saying. They will say it's not possible. But all things are possible to those who believe. And you are a believer. Thank God you're a believer. I'm not a believer. You can be one if you want to be. Because what it takes to be a believer, God has already provided. When Christ went to the cross, he paid. It was fully done. It was fully paid for you. So I said, when something is, you have the title deed, you don't sit down for them to run amok over you. That property, that those shares, that fleet of cars, those whatever it is, that property, it belongs to you. You have the title. The share says you are the owner.
So what do you pick that title deed? And in this case, we're using Isaiah 53 verse 5 and 10 to say you have a title deed, that you were healed, that Jesus did this for you, that healing belongs to you. Now listen, when we're talking about healing, I don't want your eyes and your mind to just be on physical healing. Everything that you could ever dream of and everything you could ever imagine and could wish for yourself, Jesus has already gone to the cross and he has done it. It is already done. Already done. Already done. And this is the way I'm helping you to connect to it. Oh, say hallelujah. Okay. So she began to, they told her what to do. Said, listen, you change it with your mouth. Change it with your words. Change it by going for the title deed. God says you'll be the head and not the tail. God says that all the things that God has said about her passing the exam, that she has an excellent spirit. That when Daniel and his friends were in Babylon, that they could, when they were examined, they were 10 times better. When you go to Daniel 1, you will see it. 10 times better. 10 times better they were. Oh, hallelujah. Excuse me for all that. I'm not at home. I am in Ghana for a conference. So pardon me for that noise. Now listen to me. This young lady obeyed, took her title deed, and began to use the title deed. Went to the Bible, what God has said about you, what Jesus has done for you. Listen. What Jesus has done for you, take it. You pick that scripture. You pick it and you put it where? In your own mouth. I'm waiting for an angel. You can't wait for an angel. If God really, really wants him, if God wants to do this, he will say it. You know, when God speaks, everything is quiet. Everything obeys. He will not do that. He has made this mouth for you to speak it yourself. You are going to say it. You are the one supposed to say it. So if you are there and you have been married for years and there is no baby, you don't sit down quietly. You pick Genesis 1:28 and you begin to say, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. You say, Lord, you have already blessed me. This baby, if cockroaches can give birth, I cannot sit down and not have a child. It's not possible. The doctors will say low sperm count. They will say blocked fallopian tube. All sorts of things. Sometimes when they are even examined, they cannot even tell what it is. Why your the baby is not just staying, miscarriage after miscarriage. Listen, this is what to take. Take your title deed and march on, soldier. You are so blessed. Blessed. Bless. Bye.